Item number 19 is our Santa Barbara area landfill update. We take advantage of the fact that we're meeting here in Santa Barbara once a year to focus on the landfills in this area. And our report this time, rather than giving a dog and pony show, our report is written. Hector Hernandez is here to help answer questions that may come up during any of the board's questions or during the public comment. So we can move to the cards.
Okay.
Unless you have questions on the report at this point.
I actually have some questions. And, you know, maybe Hector can answer them, but I see my good friends out in the audience with Public Works, and I know they'd be, the three of them would be able to answer questions. Tell me about the sampling below the cutoff trench. This is at Tahiguas. And some new wells had been put in a year ago or 2 years ago, and I would just like to know what the trend has been. I think the staff report showed a positive trend in lower levels of contaminants.
Generally, the concentrations have been going down, and actually at the lower end of the trench, or at the trench location, the concentrations have been non-detectable for the most part. I mean, we've had some trace concentrations of VOCs, but volatile organic compounds, but nothing to speak much of. I believe the county can give us a little bit more update on the actual numbers and how that's going, but my understanding is that the concentrations are traced to non-detect for the most part at those locations.
Is anyone here from the county that can answer any questions about that? Mr. Schlecht maybe can do so.
Good afternoon, Chairman Young and board members. As Hector said, the trend over time has gone down. We've been...
Could you give your name, please?
Mark Schlecht, County of Santa Barbara. Sorry about that. We've been collecting data at this location since the early 90s, maybe 1990. And ever since the gas collection system, we've implemented a bunch of different things, but ever since we've implemented the gas collection system, I believe in 1998, the trends have dramatically been reduced, and that trend has continued to today. Other than that, I don't know if you have any other questions related to the information.
So I remember there was some concern that maybe the cutoff trench wasn't wide enough to capture everything, and so that was kind of my inquiry as to whether with the new sampling that we now know that that trench is working appropriately.
Okay, yeah, I understand exactly what the question is. When we adopted the order a couple years ago, the concern was that there were some alternate pathways,
right,
of where the contaminants could be going off around the trench. So we required the county, in fact, the county proposed and the water board staff approved the installation of several additional wells to monitor that possibility. So we, several wells were placed directly down gradient from the trench location and at locations along the edges or the outside edges of the trenches to confirm whether or not the groundwater flow direction gradient was actually going in that along those paths, and if so, if there were any contaminants escaping from the landfill or escaping from that trench. And the results came back that the trend is going directly towards the trench location. There isn't anything going outside the or around the trench, and the concentrations from those wells were non-detect at all times since then.
Okay, and how about the Falcon program? Can you give us an update on that?
That program is working wonderfully. I was out there a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, and there was not a single seagull to be seen. I'm sure that Mr. Schlecht can give you a little bit more detail how that's going, but I think they've had one or at least a couple of different Falconeers out there. But the current one, at least since every time I've been out there, it's been clear. I mean, you can actually see the sky.
And how about the water quality data at Arroyo Camada Beach? Has that been down this whole time? I remember once the Falcons came online that there was a dramatic drop-off in high counts, so.
I believe that continues to be the case. Mr. Schley can speak to that, but I believe that the concentrations in the surface water bodies have continued to be maintained below or at acceptable levels.
Good, okay. We'll go to the cards. Jan Crosby, followed by Steve Pappas.
While she's coming up, I'll just note that you said since the Falcons came online. It's an interesting way to talk about the biology.
Came onto the scene.
Okay.
Excuse me. Good afternoon. My name is Jan Crosby. I live in Santa Ynez, and I understand you want me to keep this to 3 minutes. So I'm going to ask you a succession of questions that if you can possibly answer for me at the end, you can maybe keep them in mind when you do. Question number one. Doesn't the law, the Porter-Cologan Act, protect all the groundwater resources of the state? Question number two. Does the groundwater at this site have beneficial use? What are they? Question number three. The Regional Water Quality Control Board letter of 4705 does not mention passive remediation anywhere, but it does express dismay at the previous lack of active remediation. This is a letter that was signed by Mr. Briggs by Harvey Packard. There's a quote in there on the April 7th letter that states, installation of a vapor recovery system. This system will serve to extract vapors from within the vado zone that could migrate and impact water. Nowhere does that say passive. The Regional Water Quality Control Board seems to have approved active. The county's letter of 519 indicates that passive remediation will be applied. Our conclusion is that the county is out of compliance with the Regional Water Quality Control Board's directive. We would like to know who is the responsible authority to enforce your board's directive for the county to be in compliance. Further, number four. How will movement of the VOCs in the subsurface be controlled if you are sparging but not actively vapor extracting? Number five, when is task two scheduled? Number six, when is task three scheduled? Number seven, what evidence does the state have that relieves the county from obligation of task three? Number eight, we are very concerned that this contamination in the groundwater can reach the San Ynez River, which is already a 303D listed impaired water body. What action will the state take to ensure that our citizens will not be and are not now at risk in regards to the groundwater contamination? Number nine is really a hard one for me to condense, but I'll try. In 1998, we discovered that the Water Board had asked and directed the county to immediately, in 1998, remediate the groundwater contamination. Nothing was done. To this day, nothing was done. Yesterday, when I tried to reach some of the folks in the county to get the working plan, also known as a CAP or a RAP, I wasn't able to get to anyone in person, but Mr. Zuber was kind enough to send me the documents about 5:30 last night. We do have documentation, and I have gone over the regional level to the state level, and I do have some oversight provided to me through the governor's office, the CIWMB, the EPA, and various other people, ex-judge, a couple of lawyers, some of which I can't go into. I know that Mr. Hernandez has helped me quite a bit, so I would like to thank him for that. One of the things I received yesterday, I've been told as recently as 5:30 last night that this is the working plan. On page C2 of the working plan, there's a note. It says, some areas of the site have been graded since the last topographic survey. Elevations shown may not be indicative of actual conditions. This plan that they're going by for these wells was made on 5/25/2001. Why then does your letter ask them by May 23rd to please provide you, and I'll quote, By no later than May 23rd, please provide design and construction plans for the implementation of the first two tasks of Phase 1 remedial activities. Your submittal must include a proposed timeline, on and on and on. Why I'm bringing this up is because this is the letter from your board that says you want it to be active. This is the letter from the county that says they're going to be passive. This is what they're using as the working plan. Your letter says, by May 23rd, 2005, give us these plans. The ones they're using today were made in 2001. We're just trying to understand. Thank you.
Mrs. Crosby, have you sent a letter to our staff posing these questions?
Actually, I've been gone for 4 months. I was on tour with my husband in Europe and America, and I arrived home about 4 weeks ago and went to the site and saw what I saw in my car, and we've been documenting that via camera. I have been in connection with the state level heads that I just mentioned for about 24 months, pretty ongoing. I haven't had any recent correspondence with them because of the letter that I received from Mr. Briggs, dated May 19th, was the last thing I got. Unfortunately, as I've been trying to learn and educate myself on what we're experiencing there, I may have, in all honesty, I may have generated some displeasure, and I no longer have a connection to our county officials as far as corresponding goes.
But
I did speak with...
I'm asking if you have sent a letter to our staff.
Oh, yeah.
With these questions?
No.
With any of the questions?
No.
Okay.
Because I just found out about this at 5:30 last night.
Okay.
That's why you haven't gotten a letter from me.
It sounds like some of the issues we spoke about last year.
Yes.
Right?
When yes.
Our board was here, and I remember that you
and
spoke
you provided
before.
Oversight quite nicely. Thank you.
Right. And so, you know, my suggestion is it's hard for us to kind of weigh in on the spur of the moment.
I understand.
And try to sort things out, and it's better to put that in writing, give it to Mr. Briggs, and ask for a response.
I can do that because now I have a copy.
Okay.
And I can give you the verbatim of what we've just talked about. And I'm sorry I couldn't do it earlier. But my own job was to be out of the area, and I wasn't here to be able to write letters. I was out of the country, in fact. However, that being said, whatever has transpired since May of 2005 to today, we were given this letter that said these phases, this phase one, and these tasks were to be generated and done by October of 2005. That's by Monday. And what I got from Mr. Hernandez yesterday or the day before in our phone call was that late last week, he assured me that they had done task one. And all we're really trying to do here is invite the possibility that the public concern for the health of our citizens is taken to heart, and that the seat you sit in is regarded with a great deal of respect. And we look to you for help in communicating with our own county officials and our county elected individuals, who, as we go along this journey, not to go into too deep of a past history, we challenged a neg deck. We said why we challenged it. There was a lot of language about no significant impacts. We found that there were in county documents, brought them to someone who was concerned. They helped us get it out of a neg deck state and went to provide us with an EIR. When we had our scoping meeting for that EIR, unfortunately for us politically, we were changing from one supervisor to another. Our new supervisor, unbeknownst to us, in his first week of office, decided that he knew enough about the project to make a blanket statement that we didn't deserve an EIR because they were too expensive. And so we had to go back to square one and try and learn a new way to speak with our county personnel to try and invite the possibility of a genuine and real dialogue so that the concern of the citizens in our community aren't afraid of what they're going to do. And we are afraid because of past history at Casmalia and at Ballard Canyon, specifically Ballard Canyon, which is the same refuse that's in our San Ynez Airport landfill. The same exact refuse is of deep concern to us, not because it was there for a short while, which is what the county keeps saying is a reasonable reason to not be concerned about it. We are concerned about it because families got hurt at the Ballard landfill, and some of those folks are, to this day, bathing in trucked in water because the water's not safe to bathe in. We don't want that to happen to us.
Allow me to make a suggestion to
you. All right.
Send Mr. Briggs a letter stating your concerns, any questions you want to get answered. I'd get staff then to commit to responding to your concerns. Do you know where our offices are?
I do. In fact, I've been there twice.
It's next to the airport in
yes,
San Luis Obispo.
I know where it is, and I appreciate your direction. I just want to know why it's okay to use a five-year-old map, a five-year-old work plan to do today's work, if in fact the last comments that we heard, that there is no significant impact going on there now, that there is no contamination in the groundwater now,
well, this
right
is
next
the point.
To a 303D listed impaired water body?
Right, Mrs. Crosby, we can't get into that
Why?
Issue in detail right now because I don't know the answer to it.
Okay.
And I'm sure the county would have its own comments to make on that.
I'm
and
sure.
There'll be a time and place for that, but to start the process for you, I'm recommending that you send us a letter that we can respond to.
I can do that.
And then once you get a response, we have public comment at all of our board meetings. You can come up to San Luis Obispo where we convene most of them.
Thank you.
And tell the board again what your issues are with staff's response, if you have any at that point.
Can you please also give me some advice on where we are current day, because the end of October is Monday, and task two is a little iffy. On your paper, it says active. On the county's paper, it says passive. If in fact they're at the place of task two for phase one, and it has to happen before Monday, I can't get to your office and write a letter before we know the answer to that question.
Well, maybe Hector, would you like to respond to that?
I believe that what Ms. Crosby is referring to is the an approval letter that the Water Board issued to the county. There is some misunderstanding in what Ms. Crosby is reading to in that approval. The approval was, well, let me back up a bit. The county submitted a groundwater remediation plan, work plan for our approval. We reviewed the staff reviewed the work plan and approved it and gave them a requirement to implement or to begin implementation of that work plan by October, the October time frame. Now, as indicated in the staff report, page 9, towards the bottom left-hand corner under corrective measures, under italics font, it's clearly stated in there that the phase one portion of the, or task one of phase one portion of the approved groundwater remediation plan has been completed or is expected to be completed by the time of this board meeting, and in fact it has. That portion of the remediation plan is the installation of a landfill gas extraction system. That system went online last week. It's operating. The map that Mrs. Crosby is referring to, it is dated about a couple years old, and that's because it's just a map showing the locations of existing wells. It's a map showing existing gas monitoring devices, monitoring wells, and that map is still the same as it was several years ago. What's important, I think, is the actual approval letter that we issued, which outlines exactly what we approved for the county to implement. And as far as staff is concerned, the county has complied adequately with our request for remediation activities at the landfill, and they're in full compliance. If you would like to get a summary or a brief update on the status of each one of these specific treatment or the phases of remediation, the county is prepared to give you a little bit more detailed information on each one of those tasks. One of those tasks would be included in phase two, which is a cap, a final cover system. That is still, the schedule for that is still unknown because the county needs to coordinate those activities with the airport district. They can't just go in there and put a cap without coordinating with the district. So that's the date for implementation of that portion of the remediation plan. We still don't have a set date to do that, but everything else, as far as I'm concerned, is fine. We're prepared to answer specifically anything in writing.
Let me just suggest this to Mrs. Crosby. Why don't you call Mr. Hernandez on the phone next week? See what you can get answered on the phone informally. What you can't get answered on the phone, put in a letter to him or Mr. Briggs. Let them respond to it, and then you can come back. You know, if you want to address the board on it like you're doing now, we're meeting in San Luis Obispo on the 2nd of December, and we can have something that the board can actually be looking and reviewing. So that's what that's how I'd like you to proceed with this. Well, we can't get into the details right now and make and it, but
I received a copy of that. I'm sorry for interrupting. I received a copy of that PDF file that Mr. Zuber emailed to Mrs. Crosby, and it's exactly the same work plan that was submitted to us for approval. The date on that map that Mrs. Crosby is referring to is the date when that map was actually put together, because the monitoring wells in existence at the landfill are the same that they haven't changed in a couple of years, so that's why the map is dated. But the text and the actual proposal for groundwater remediation is current.
Okay.
Mr. Zuber can talk about that if you like. As far as what he actually emailed, he can confirm that information for you if you like. He's here in the room.
Why don't we hear from Mr. Pappas, and then I don't have any other speaker cards on this item, but I think if Mrs. Crosby proceeds the way I recommend it, maybe we can narrow things down to where
we can deal with them.
We can deal with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll look for your guidance tonight too after I'm done speaking. I'm Steve Pappas. I'm a resident of Los Olivos, which is in the Santa Ynez Valley. I want to be clear, I am a member with the Board of Trustees for the Los Olivos School District, which is in Santa Ynez Valley. I am not representing them here today, I'm representing myself. So I want to be clear regarding that. What Mrs. Crosby is trying to do here is condense this into one fine point that we can all look at, and it's really this simple. In 1998, this board sent a letter to the county of Santa Barbara regarding remediating and cleaning up the Santa Ynez landfill, which is at the Santa Ynez Airport. It is 2006. It is not done. 8 years. And there are volumes and volumes and volumes of paper back and forth in between, which I'm simply not going to go through to today. I think what I will point out is the most recent letter that I received from the staff, which was a letter from the Water Board to the county, which is, I think, is going to help you here today, is simply that at least phase one and two were to be completed by October, which is a week from now. I sent an email to Mr. Hernandez on 10/7 asking the status of phase one and two, if they were complete. I did not receive a response until October 11th, at which time he told me in the email that phase one was about to start in about a week, which is now. So we're once again in this mode of missing deadlines, not fulfilling the commitments. We're now hearing phase two has to wait for the airport authority and la, 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 and all the stuff that's gonna go on before we can get into phase two. But the letter says it will be done by October. So again, there's an issue here, okay? And there's a pattern of this, actually for 8 years, but I wanna get you to the point of where we are currently. So that's something I don't know if you can address today or not, but we are definitely way off schedule per the commitment made to the Water Board regarding phase one and phase two of the cleanup, okay? And I think the last thing I'll say, and if you have any questions, please let me know, is given the complexity of this 8 year span of we're supposed to clean this thing up and 8 years later we haven't, I don't know if you have an internal mechanism in the board. I know in the school board we do, to use some kind of investigative procedure here to find out why it's 8 years. What has happened? Why has it taken this long to get to this point and we still haven't done it? And I think it's an important question that the people of San Ynez Valley want to know the answer to.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Briggs, do you have any comments on this or an approach maybe where we can?
Well, I think your suggestion was a good one. The note that I made to add to that is that rather than advising Ms. Crosby that she can come to our next meeting, what I inferred from that was if she was dissatisfied with the answer, I think an additional step that would help is we will distribute to you with one of our probably intermediate mailings her letter and our response, so you'll have a chance to read that. And I think that would be beneficial for you rather than just waiting to hear during public forum, in which case you'd be pretty much in the same boat you're in right now.
Yeah, right. And then maybe we should look at, was your 1998 letter, was that a 13267 letter?
Oh, I don't know if it was or not. Do you know that, Hector?
I don't know off the top of my head what the date of that letter was, but we did initiate
December.
I'll look at that. We can address all of these issues specifically in writing. I don't know the exact date. He says it's December 8th, 1998. I do recall that looking in the file that there was a letter from the Water Board requiring the installation of a gas system, I believe. Either we required it or the county proposed it, one of the two. The fact of the matter is that the installation of that system was delayed substantially. I can't comment on the reasons for that, but one of the reasons, or all of the reasons, I can't comment on all the reasons for delays, but one of the main reasons for substantial delay was because of the opposition to clean closing the landfill. I mean, that took at least 2 or 3 years to resolve. And as you may recall, the last board meeting, that was one of the biggest issues that people in the community, or some people in the community of the San Ynez or Los Olivos Valley, were opposed to clean closing the landfill. So as soon as the new supervisors came into office, a directive was given that they were not going to pursue, the county was not going to pursue clean closing the landfill anymore. So then we kind of had to backtrack and go in a different direction as far as cleanup. So now we're proceeding along this path. I think we're making, the county is making progress. I don't agree with the contention that they're out of compliance. I will address those specific questions or any specific questions to that regarding to those missed deadlines or whatnot from Ms. Crosby or anybody else specifically in writing.
Okay, well, why don't we insert something in the EO's report then, mm-hmm, for the next board meeting, and then we can get,
sure,
the status on.
May I just to clarify?
Sure.
I'm going to leave here for clarity.
Yeah.
And I'm here just to give you information.
The clean closure issue he was talking about that the residents had an adverse reaction to was not until 2004. So there's a gap between 98 and 2004 where that was a moot point. It was no, it's not applicable at all. I want to make that clear. And I guess I, can you tell me though, is there a mechanism for internal investigation to, as to, you know, how do you find out why this thing took so long? Or is it just you ask, you get an answer? I don't know if the board has a, or you hope for an answer? I don't know that. I don't know the inner workings of it, but.
You ask and you get an answer.
Okay.
We don't have an internal police force.
You don't have the whole.
There's no internal PI.
It's called file review.
File review.
Okay.
But we'll try to daylight this and see whether there's any misunderstanding, what needs to be clarified. And that's fine, that's what we'll try to do. And in the next board meeting we'll have in the executive officer's report, there will be a component dealing with this issue. And staff will address Mrs. Crosby's and your concerns. And we'll see if there's anything the board needs to do in follow up to it or staff needs to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. In San Luis Obispo, December 2nd. Yes?
I know this is out of order, and I appreciate it.
Why don't you come up here so we can hear you, and then we're going to move on to the next agenda item right away.
So you can be out of order on the record.
Thank you, sir. Really, my most immediate question is what's going to happen before Monday? And because your board meeting's not until December, I understand okay. You need me to write a letter and that type of thing. Right now, as far as I understand what Mr. Hernandez told me 2 days ago, we've only completed task one of phase one. They're about to do task two. Task two is what's at issue for me. The county's letter says passive, your letter says active. There's a big difference between the two. If they go forward with whatever is in their plan, even if I don't have the most current one, this is the one they gave me that they say they're using. Now, all I can do is deal with what they give me. And so my question specifically for right now is, it's Friday, by Monday they're supposed to do something about task two. Where does that leave us if I can't talk to you again until I get a letter written?
Oh, we have Hector address that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the only response I can give is that if the county is truly out of compliance by Monday, staff would likely issue a notice of violation letter and proceed along that route. I don't believe that that's the case and there will be a need for that, but I will look into that and make sure that we take the appropriate action if necessary.
Well, what's your understanding of what's supposed to happen by Monday, if anything?
Well, according to Mrs. Crosby,
according to your understanding.
According to my understanding, they're supposed to keep going, doing what they're doing.
So you're not expecting anything on Monday?
No, I'm
not.
But your letter says phase two being
complete, so you're not doing phase two. There's two phases to this remedial work plan. Phase one includes three phases. Three tasks. Task one was the installation of the landfill gas extraction system. That's done. Task two is the installation of a vapor recovery system. The county has existing gas wells that they intend to use for the vapor recovery system. I believe that they're doing some additional review or evaluation of those locations to make sure that they are, you know, where they want them to be, and that should be going fairly soon. We did not specify, did not include as part of our approval, a deadline by October. We said, we made a statement that the county anticipated or we expected them to complete this, you know, generally around October timeframe.
Okay, it sounds like Mrs. Crosby thinks that there was a
well, I'll look into that specifically.
Kind of a time schedule that would trigger an enforcement
right.
action, and that's not
what's not happening. My understanding.
Okay.
Exactly.
This is the letter that says it will begin by
okay.
October. Do you like a copy of it? May 19th?
Yeah, not at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark?
We've submitted a work plan that had two phases. First phase had a couple tasks, task one and task two. They are both complete as of today, pursuant to the letter that you issued to us approving our work plan. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's it for this agenda item. Yeah, we'll take this up at the next board meeting.
You just said task two has already been accomplished, and that's the problem. Is it active or passive?
Well,
that's
you'll have to deal, Mrs. Crosby. Mrs. Crosby, you can ask him outside the board meeting, and you can talk to staff outside the board meeting. Right now, we're going to move on to the next item, and I recommend that you follow my suggestion on getting staff engaged in some written correspondence and come back to us next month.
Thank you.
Okay. Agenda item number 20 is the board.